lined up for you, including a preview of this year's Newport Jazz Festival that happens next week. And we're going to start out with a great pianist. Her name is Joanne Brockeen, and she appeared here at the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz Series last weekend. And she's also going to be at the Newport Jazz Festival doing a solo performance. So let's hear some of Joanne Brockeen. This is Fifi Goes to Heaven. Joanne Brockeen, as I mentioned, a wonderful pianist, one who's been around the jazz scene for a long time, played with some of the greatest jazz players in the history. And she was recently inducted as an NEA Jazz Master for 2018. She'll be inducted in with that honor. And we were lucky to have her perform here in Hartford last Monday night at the Paul Brown Jazz Series. Joanne Brockeen will also be appearing at Newport next weekend, and I'll be attending the Newport Jazz Festival and reporting back here at the station to about all of the great things going on there. And she'll be performing as a solo artist at Newport, and so I wanted to play another piece, jazz standard, Nature Boy, one of my favorite ballads, and this is Joanne Brockeen. Thank you. Joanne Brockeen showing her immense talents on piano. Wow, what a great player. That is from the album Popsicle Illusion. We heard her version of Nature Boy, great jazz ballad, great standard. And before that, we started out the show with Joanne Brockeen as well in an ensemble setting, playing with a quintet from her album Joanne Brockeen and Friends and Special Friends. Fifi Goes to Heaven is the name of the album, and you heard the title track. I can only imagine that Fifi Goes to Heaven stands for perhaps her pet dog who died and went to heaven, I guess. Joanne Brockeen, great player. That album was from 1987 and has a great cast of some players who back in 1987 might have been new young lions in jazz, that being Terrence Blanchard on trumpet and Branford Marsalis on saxophones, but also having these great players as Joanne Brockeen on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Al Foster on drums to make up that quintet. Love it, Joanne Brockeen. We are going to be doing a Newport Jazz Festival preview. And as I had previously mentioned, Joanne Brockeen will be performing on Saturday at the Newport Jazz Festival, which takes place in Newport, Rhode Island at Fort Adams State Park. And it's a great setting. Just a wonderful time. A lot of band. I think there's 15 concerts a day on three stages, and you get to pick and choose and run around between all three stages and see as much music as humanly possible. And that's what I'll be doing next weekend. Jazzy Jane will be sitting in for me here at this seat next weekend while I'm in Newport, Rhode Island, working the festival, and it's work that's fun to do for sure. We're going to continue on with some more music. Christian McBride is the new curator of music at Newport Jazz Festival, taking over from the long, long tradition of George Ween, who has done this task for 55-plus years, I believe. And Christian McBride has been handed the baton, and I'm sure he's doing a great job. So we're going to play some Christian McBride. He's going to be playing with a big band and some other ensembles. I wanted to hear from his big band album. We're going to hear a couple tracks from Christian McBride's big band from the album The Good Feeling. This is Broadway. Thank you. That's Christian McBride's Big Band. And we heard a couple tracks from his Big Band album, starting with Broadway. And the last one you just heard was Brother Mister from Christian McBride. And that's from an album that is a 17-piece band. And there's such great players on that, people like, besides Christian McBride, who's a bad bass player, also has Steve Wilson and Ron Blake on saxophones, Freddie Hendrix and Nicholas Payton on trumpets, Steve Davis and Michael Deese on trombone, Xavier Davis on piano, Ulysses Owen Jr. on drums, just to name a few of that 17-piece band. Christian McBride, excellent. Let's see, we are going to continue on. I mentioned Steve Davis was on trombone in that big band group. He's going to be appearing at Newport as well. Steve Davis, Hartford's own Steve Davis, the great trombone player and jazz luminary here in the Hartford area. And we love seeing Steve Davis at Prospect Cafe on Tuesday evenings for a jam session. But he'll be at Newport Jazz Festival as well. And he's going to be with a couple groups, the big band that you just heard, and also One for All, a long-running ensemble. And we're going to hear a couple from One for All, starting with a piece written for Steve Davis. This is called Hey, Stevie D. Thank you.
Thank you.
Antonio Sanchez, great drummer, maybe made famous by his work with Pat Metheny, but here he is stepping out on his own from his album New Life. We heard a track entitled Uprisings and Revolutions. I like the title of that. There was somewhat of an uprising last night, or should I say early hours of the morning, in the Senate chambers as they defeated the repeal and replace bills put forth by the Republicans. So it was a good day for those who love humanity and want to see health care for all. It was a good day. I digress. Antonio Sanchez from the album New Life, and he'll be at the Newport Jazz Festival as well. And let me give you the lineup on that. Antonio Sanchez on drums, Dave Binney on alto sax, Donnie McCaslin doing that screaming tenor sax solo on that piece, John Escrete on piano, and Matt Brewer on bass. And elsewhere on that album, Antonio Sanchez's wife, I believe, Thana Alexa, on voice elsewhere on that CD. But that's a great one, New Life by Antonio Sanchez. And as I mentioned, he'll be at the Newport Jazz Festival, and we're doing a Newport Jazz Festival feature here on Friday Morning Jazz. Antonio Sanchez will be playing on Saturday at Newport Jazz Festival. And actually, let me go through some of the day by day, some of the groups. I'm not going to name them all, just the ones that I think will be of interest to this audience. Bella, on Friday, August 4th in Newport. This is at the Fort Adams State Park at Newport. On Friday, August 4th, some of the great players are going to be Bella Fleck, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, this great singer who we're going to hear in a couple minutes. I've got her queued up. Joey DeFrancesco, the great organ player, Vijay Iyer, and Wadado Leo Smith, some really great free-form players. Amir El-Safar, Christian Sands Quartet, who we heard in that last set. One for All, we've also heard today, featuring Hartford's own Stevie D, Steve Davis. Jimmy Green Quartet, also on Friday. And that's Friday's lineup. On Saturday, it's going to be Snarky Puppy to head up the show on Saturday. Branford Marsalis Quartet, Christian McBride Big Band, we heard on this show a few minutes ago. Antonio Sanchez, who we just heard. Benny Golson, the great Benny Golson and his quartet, will be on Saturday as well. Yuri Kane Trio. Gilad Heckelsman, a guitarist who you heard on that last track by Christian Sands. Joanne Brockeen, who we've talked about this morning. Jason Palmer, great trumpet player, will be with his Berkeley septet. Presumably Jason Palmer with some of his students from Berklee School of Music. And on Sunday, yeah, the Roots from the Jimmy Fallon show, Maria Schneider's orchestra, the group Hudson, who we're going to hear in a couple minutes. I'll talk more about them in a second. Jason Moran, the fine piano player. Theo Croker, young trumpet player. Cyrus Chestnut Trio. Sean Jones Quintet, great trumpet player. Cyril Amy, we've got her queued up for today's program as well. Oren Evans on piano, another great player. That's only some of the lineup at the Newport Jazz Festival. And if you want to find out the entire lineup and get more information on how you can get your tickets and a lot of information, you go to the website, newportjazz.org. That's www.newportjazz.org. All right, the time now is 10:01. You are listening to WWUH, West Hartford, 91.3 FM, and also on our affiliate station, WDJW Summers, 89.7 FM, and streaming online at WWUH.org. All right. I did not think I went through the last set you heard. I mentioned Antonio Sanchez from the album New Life, Uprising and Revolutions. Before that, you heard from Christian Sands from the album Reach. We heard Reaching for the Sun. And we started out that set with two from the group One for All and their new album, The Third Decade. And that's a group that an all-star band featuring Eric Alexander on sax, Jim Rotundi on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Hartford's own Steve Davis, Stevie D on trombone, David Hazeltine on piano, John Weber on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. We heard two, starting with Hey Stevie D, and then finishing up with Buddy. All right. Time now is 10:03. You're listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken. We're doing a Newport preview. And one of the great groups that I look forward to seeing is the group Hudson. And that features the great drummer Jack DeJohnette, bass player Larry Grenadier on piano, John Medeski, I should say on keyboards, John Medeski, and John Schofield on guitar. And they've got, they're together, they are called Hudson, as they all live in Hudson Valley in New York. And their music inspired by the region in which they live. We're going to hear a couple tracks from this brand new album from Hudson. We're going to start with El Swing and continue on with Woodstock.